What's going on, y'all? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by ashkicking.com. That's where you can get your lotion game up. Lotion, ointments, body butter, shea butter, all that de-ashified products. That's ashkicking.com. I made up a word. Yes, I did, Miss Rhea. I made up a word. Ashkicking.com. And what's today's show's brought about? Oh, let me play another commercial. One of our sponsors. Play this real quick. Hold on 1 second. Shit.
HerbalOrganicProducts.com. Herbs designed for the melanoid nation. Now, you can get our full body detoxes and colon cleanses. And fellas, if you really want to improve your stroke game, make sure you get the Superman Lover formula. And ladies, we have the ultimate hair, skin, and nail formula and the sacred womb cleanse. And right now, you can get 10% off by using the product code IZMRadio only at HerbalOrganicProducts.com.
There it is right there, goddammit.
Herbal organic. I ain't trying to play shit again.
Hold on. What y'all were there giggling about?
My brother texted me. Oh. They talking about tell Bree that blonde look good on her.
Oh, that nigga campaigning.
I met all of them now.
Oh, you met all my brothers.
Hold on. Before y'all get to yapping, let me introduce you. Shit. Hold on. Let me introduce you, little black asses. All right, over here with the sexy honey blonde. Woo! With a little Faith Evans, Mary J. Blige thing going on.
For the 1990s.
Hell yeah. I feel like putting on some Egyptian musk right about now.
And drinking.
I feel like. Stank.
You know what? Egyptian musk was the
Back
shit.
Back then, it was the shit.
It was the shit. We have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
Hey, everybody. I am in the building.
Yes, indeed. And over here to my other right, Hello. We have the lovely, lovely Layla Lopez with the bonnet on her head.
Yeah, because I was telling Bree I had a track that had fell out in the front.
She irritated me.
The track. So I was like, fuck, what do I do? What do I do?
I told her, let me get her together. I told her.
Like it.
Let's get somebody out here who can do some tracks.
I'm right here. I told her, let me get her together. Who can do
Layla
some
be
tracks.
Going through it with the bundles. God damn. We're going to, for Christmas, we're going to send you down to Elgin in Beverly Hills. Jack A's ex-husband.
That's
he can do some fucking hair, though.
Yeah, he can. He's funny.
He can do some fucking hair, though.
He can.
Man, so ladies, how y'all doing, ladies? How was last week? We had a good time last week, didn't we?
All day.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was last week.
Yeah.
We went out. We didn't even talk to listeners.
Yes. We went out. A lot of folks were like, oh, they finally got you out.
Got your
Instagram
ass
was crazy.
Out.
Yeah.
They was like, yo, Flex is back. He out. That was
he ain't
crazy.
Back, y'all.
He ain't back. Trust me, I'm
back.
Not back.
He back in the house. That's what
like, after that night, I prayed and rebuked the demons at that club.
With his cup of cranberry juice.
Yeah, I had cranberry juice.
Cranberry
all
juice.
All day.
These niggas, though.
Wait a minute now.
I was standing on top of couch.
Oh, they had all types of slash drinks.
Yep.
Cranberry slash Henny.
Well, somebody watermelon. Had the drink.
Slash, yeah.
Oh, yeah, had watermelon juice.
Good.
Oh, man.
We had a good time.
We had a good fucking time.
Yeah, we had fun.
We had a good
time. What's your family members?
Yes. My cousin was there. My dude Mike was there. Oh, shout out to Mike.
They were funny. Yeah.
Yes, man.
They were super funny.
But that club was cool.
That's a cool little spot, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Wiz's birthday?
Oh, yeah. Wiz Khalifa was there. He was right over there next to us. In the booth right next over.
Yeah,
so it was a cool little spot.
Can't believe we got you out.
I know. I finally went out with y'all asses.
Then your son's party.
Oh, yeah. We had a birthday party for Mateo.
Mateo.
And Bree was there, ate up all the salmon.
No, I didn't. Y'all.
Nah, she didn't. The salmon was off the chain,
it
though.
It was them and then baked beans.
Yeah.
Damn, he put me on. I don't know what place that was. Wood Ranch.
Yeah, it was Wood Ranch. And that birthday party was lit for a fucking kid party,
was.
Man.
Yeah, everybody was talking about it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You had nice every corner. Well,
thank you, dear. Oh. Yeah, we had a good time, man. The kids, we had bubble shows and shit.
You see, jumpy house.
Yeah.
Jumpy house, trampoline, parks, water. It was everything.
Yeah.
Like, there was not nothing.
Yeah, we were going to get some animals up there. We're going to have a little petting zoo up there. But shit, all those crazy ass kids, they would have rode the goat off down the street somewhere. All those badass kids.
Yeah, you did say that.
They were all over the place. Like, hopefully I don't get lost.
Yeah, it was kids everywhere. No
but it was nice. We had a great time. My friends, they were looking at your homegirl who you brought with you.
Oh yeah, she's good married.
Oh yeah. They were inquiring.
Knew,
oh yeah, they were inquiring about your girl.
I already knew. I saw the eyes going like this when she walked in.
Oh, the campaigning was heavy. Man. Let's see who's on the phone. A lot of folks are calling right now. What's up? Who is calling?
Yo, what up, Flex? Jethro Thunder from Atlanta, baby.
How you doing, brother? How's the weather out there in Atlanta right now, man? How you guys doing?
It's a little wet outside. It ain't too bad. I actually just got back in town last night from Colorado, so I missed all the BS.
Okay, cool. So what's on your mind, bro?
This weekend, but... Hey, I'm calling because, what's up, ladies? What's going on, Bree?
Hey.
Layla, how y'all doing?
Good.
I'm calling because, long story short, me and my wife, we moved into her grandmama's old house. And it's a come up because I ain't paying that much in rent. You know, I'm trying to save for my own spot. But her family, her aunts and uncles and her father, they like are landlords right now. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And yeah, so, you know, it's a come up, like I said, but I'm not trying to deal with no bullshit when it comes to her family because, you know, I'm just trying to save my money for the, you know, as much as I can and make my move. But I just want to know what can I do to kind of ease the, it's not really tension, but I'm just kind of trying to figure out how I can keep the peace. You know what I'm saying? Because the family is on some bullshit sometimes, right. And I ain't really trying to have it. You
okay,
know?
The only way to keep peace is to get your money stacked up and get your own shit. So you don't have to worry about them because they're too tied in. You're living in the grandmama house and then you're still paying some family members rent and all that. And so they're going to start holding shit over your head. You don't want that type of energy. You want to get your own spot to get the family up out of your mix. So stack your paper. Don't fuck your paper off at the strip joint, on rims, none of that. Focus on stacking your paper.
Oh, no.
Heavy. So you'll be fine.
No.
You'll be fine. We all go through that. Just stack your paper. Just focus. Let that tension be fuel for you to stack that paper even harder and come up with some more hustles to stack even more paper. How many hours a week you work?
Shit, I'm getting about 40, 50, know what I'm saying? Something like that. The money's, you know, we doing all right. We just had a little baby, about a month and a half old.
Congratulations.
So, you know, I'm just trying to, thank you very much. I'm just trying to focus on my son and my money right now. Like I said, it's definitely a come up, you know, being off in grandma's house, but, you know, they trying to stop by whenever they can.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they leaving shit over at the crib like it's their storage unit and shit. So I'm like, that ain't happening.
Bounce. But, yeah. And you down there in Atlanta, too.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, you can easily stack your paper up and bounce, man. So you're going to be good. You're going to be good, family.
Cool. Well, hey, y'all stay up. I love the show. I love the ladies. Hey, Flex, you keep doing your thing. I'm a huge supporter.
Yes,
and, hey, man, if you ever need somebody in the ATL to look after your shit, to handle your business, you know, I'll ride up on some fools. I know you have some trouble with your property.
No doubt. Good looking out, brother. Oh, yeah. By the way, y'all, 1804, the 1804 movie coming out next month is going to be out here in Los Angeles October 12th, nationwide October 19th. Go to 1804movie.com. Now, Layla, dear, what the fuck? Okay, there's a phone ringing. We're handling business. This is a business. Layla, dear, what is happening out here in the streets?
Oh, a feud is coming to an end.
Uh-oh.
Finally, Kanye and Jay-Z.
Yeah, okay, I heard that they're trying to work that out.
They're trying to work it out, okay. So y'all know the backstory. About a year ago, Kanye went on a rant.
Yes.
On stage.
Yep.
Now, the rant he went on that was so unforgivable was talking about Beyonce.
Yes.
And Blue Ivy. Talking about your kids, talking about your wife.
Exactly.
A little crazy. And I guess he's trying to say now he wasn't in his right mind. Like, hey, I was hospitalized
after that bullshit.
And, but you know what I do notice, though?
Yes.
This is when the relationship really went sour. When Kanye married Kim Kardashian. Because, you know, people were saying Beyonce don't care for her. Do you guys notice that?
She'd be
kind of giving her side eye. Do you see them hanging out?
No.
Your best friend?
No.
Exactly.
Beyonce ain't about to be over at that circus.
Yeah,
with Kris Jenner and what's Caitlyn, whatever. But you're not about to be.
So how does that work though? So like, if you had a best friend and you guys were like bros, like super hard, and your wife didn't like her wife.
They were never best friends like that though. I don't think Jay, I don't think Jay and Kanye were really best friends like that.
They were like music, you know.
They were musically compatible.
Okay. Yeah, they were like brothers though. But you brothers think so? And best friends. Yeah, he said. Even Jay-Z said it. Yeah. He was like my little brother. Mm. But that relationship is different from that of a best friend. Right. You know, somebody that you spend all your time with. A little brother is somebody that you know you're gonna always be there for, have support for, but you don't have to necessarily support everything that they do.
So let's say you had a best friend. And they had a real weird fucking significant other. And they wanted you to come hang out with their weird ass significant other. Would you do it? Because that is your best friend.
I'm going to be Beyonce.
I think I'm going to try.
You'll try to be
Beyonce? I'm going to try.
But this, I've tried that before. Like, I've had really good friends in bad situations. And I get over there with them and then start speaking up for her. Mm. Or, you know, stepping outside of my boundary. And I just know, you know, I can't stand by and watch that shit go on. Like, yeah, I'm not going to be quiet about it. So I just, like, remove myself from the situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know what they're doing then. But yeah, so now Kanye called the meetup. It was like, yo, you know, want to reconcile. They haven't done it yet, but you know, he threw it out there and we'll see if Jay-Z bites for it.
But I feel Jay. I mean, you don't want nobody out there talking about your wife.
That's
you
crazy.
Don't do that shit. You don't do that.
I wonder, do Kanye feel like that? Like, people talk about his wife every day, all day.
Yeah, yeah. And Kanye be ready to fight folks.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. Yes.
Yeah.
He meet up several.
Yeah, so photographers. Yeah. Have to pay them. You did?
Hello?
Yo, what's up, brother?
What's up, Flex? It's Q calling from Detroit.
Q from Detroit. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right. How y'all doing, ladies?
What's up, Q?
I got a quick question for you, Flex.
Go ahead, brother.
Is there ever a point in time in a man's game when he reaches a plateau in his game?
Yeah. There's plateaus to the game. Do you feel like you're at a plateau?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm a big fan of yours. Now, I remember back in the day on Mac Lessons Radio, you had a show for Mary Mac. Plus, on top of that, you say that the game morphed and reconfigures itself. So, with all the bullshit going on out here,
nigga, are you in a swimming pool?
Hold on, wait. Isn't about to ask you something? What? Hold on.
Nigga, are you in a swimming pool?
He said, are you in a swimming pool? What's all that noise going on, brother?
Oh, my bad.
Are you at work?
I'm at work. Hold on, I'm gonna step out so you can hit me. You can hit me. I want Izzy about fucking with me.
Yeah.
He already got you.
Yeah, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, damn, brother. There's a lot of noise going on out there. What's all that noise, brother?
My apologies.
Do you
man.
Work
out
a loud gay bar? Do you work at a loud gay bar?
He said, do you work at a loud gay bar? I don't think you work at a loud gay bar. Sound like
nah, hell no. Nah. Like, I'm far from a moist nigga, man. Okay. I'm far from a moist nigga.
I think Isambot heard some dicks banging together in the background.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God!
No, fuck no!
It was a clatter of balls.
Nigga like, hell no, nigga like me will shoot out to L.A. and holler at Bree fine ass.
Niggas be aggressively hollering at Bree. That's a fine motherfucker right there, nigga. I shoot a motherfucker over that pussy. I'm like, damn. How about hello, motherfucker? But go ahead, bro. Why are they so aggressive?
Yeah,
with Bree? Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to know your opinion on reaching a plateau in the game. You know, how often should a guy, you know, really just stay sharp with his shit before he gets to settling down and all of that?
Oh, yeah. So the thing is, it's just like any kind of game. First, you're in the learning stages of the game. The second, you are in the mastering stages of the game. You master your game. And then once you reach the plateau of mastering your game, you become a coach. You start coaching the other up-and-comers. And that's where wisdom comes
right.
in. And any game is like that, just like the dating game. In the dating game, when you first start off, you're a young dude, you're trying to learn how to spit. You're trying to get your mouthpiece crisp. You're trying to get your money together. Once you get into a groove and you get all that stuff popping, you get your money right, your crib right, your career right, you get your look right, you know how to dress better, you know how to get your right colognes mixed in together, your stroke game is right, you know how to hit it right, you know how to do shit once you've mastered the game. And then after that, you start looking for quality instead of quantity, because it's not so much of a numbers game no more. So now you want to get a team that's compatible to your needs, and that's when you start getting into the coaching stages where you can start giving instructions. That makes sense?
Make all the sense in the world. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I'm out, bro.
Yes, indeed. Now, Miss Bree, lovely lady, over there eating a granola bar. I brought snacks for the ladies.
He brought snacks for once.
They used to come in here with their little ribs showing. I'm like, let me feed. They all sound like Sarah ass. Hurry. Let me stop. Bree, what else is happening out here?
Well, some Black girl magic happened over the weekend, and Miss Sloane Stephens won the U.S. Open.
Shout out to Sloane. Shout out to Sloane.
Do you guys know her story? Have you ever heard of her?
I've not heard of her, but I don't know
her story. What's her story? Well, she's a very lovely sister, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
She cleans up real well.
Well, she looks nice out.
Now, you know, when you ain't got your makeup on, you your shit, your edges are sweated out. When you playing tennis, you don't look that fucking sexy. But, boy, she go in that locker room, come back, and she's glowed the fuck up.
To me, she looked really nice for her to be playing tennis.
Oh, no, she did.
On the court, yeah. She looked really nice. But she's only 24. She had a really bad injury at the beginning of the year. So she was like, her rank was like in the 400s or something. So she wasn't expecting any of this. And then in the U.S. Open, she ended up playing like one of her really, really close friends. I forget the white girl's name. No offense, but it wasn't like that. But she did. She played her really close friend, and then when she won, like that was the first thing she went over and like they had a moment, literally in the moment. So she didn't like it wasn't all about Sloane, even though it was all about her. Right. And then was presented with a $3.7 million check that she was like,
when she got that check, nigga, that's the only thing I kind of didn't like. But she was bucking her fucking eyes. When she got that check, got that check, she was. Ooh, Lord. All lives matter. Gotta get that body count down. Boy, that girl was. Boy, you know she was bucking them fucking eyes, Bree.
She was.
She was bucking them eyes. And I'm like, shit.
The reason I felt the way, because it's like, did you not know that was coming?
That's what I'm saying. Did she not know that
she maybe was, she didn't know.
Damn.
The look on her face was, she was thoroughly surprised. Like,
no, but you know what? Sometimes, like, somebody can tell you you're going to get this, but until it's in your hand, fucking hand,
right.
I'll be bucking my eyes too. Fuck that. That's a bucking eye pass. I mean,
she get a pass for 3.7 million.
Bucking eye pass on that.
I'm like, well, let's act like we used to a little something. You know, damn.
She was.
Oh,
like,
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Stupid.
But then, like, soon as it was time to take a picture, she handed it to the next person like it wasn't nothing.
Yeah,
it was
shit.
Weird.
Yeah,
like, you know, composer or something like, you know what?
Yeah, somebody probably tapped on the shoulder like, bitch, stop bucking them fucking eyes. We can get some endorsement deals. You bucking them fucking eyes. Well, they endorse you for some pancakes and shit. You doing that. Aunt Jemima, pancakes is good. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
You so fucking petty. Y'all, excuse his pettiness.
But
shout out to Sloane.
Yeah, they can brand her very well because she's lovely,
she's
sister.
Gorgeous,
so I can see her doing
she's
a lot
very
of.
Very well spoken.
Yes, very articulate sister, fine in the motherfuckers. I can see her doing a lot of fly shit. I hope they don't bedwinch her out. Hope she ain't don't show up with fucking Justin Bieber somewhere.
Why not? No, I'm joking.
Oh, are your eyes over there bucking.
Oh, you know who is? I mean, that's not solidified yet, but you know who wants to hit Nicki Minaj? You heard about
Mayer,
it? You heard about that?
Little bullshit
he's
ass. He's corny as hell.
But she was falling into it?
Please.
You don't think she'll hit that?
Nicki probably would, but he's just talking because, you know, he said that slick shit about sisters years ago.
So he likes sisters. That's
No, he said he don't. He did an interview years ago talking about he don't like having sex with sisters, and he got into a lot of trouble with that.
Really?
Yes, he said in his own words, he said, my dick is a white supremacist.
What?
He said that. Those are his words. Y'all Google that.
Wow.
John Maris. Yeah, he said
maybe
that.
Maybe because it's so, maybe it's super tiny and he don't know what the hell he doing. I mean, maybe this isn't like him. Maybe it's the other way around.
Yeah, but he was talking greasy. He had to apologize and all that stuff. Aww. So fuck John
Maris.
That's
Mayer crazy.
With his bullshit.
I agree.
Bree, what else is happening out here in these streets, gal?
So did y'all hear about the college student that financial aid accidentally put $1 million in her account in financial aid.
Word?
And she went fucking crazy.
Man, she crazy. I would have disappeared like a motherfucker.
Wait, so she went crazy, went shopping, buying all type of crazy expensive stuff. And do you know who told her? Hating ass friend.
You don't think they would have ever figured it out though? Because there's so many students and it got lost in the sauce or
no, I'm sure. I'm sure eventually.
Oh, okay.
I'm
so
sure eventually
know.
They would have found out. Man. Probably not as soon. But yeah, her friend was like, she doing this, and she got red bottoms and new bags, I already know. She went and told.
Why she didn't pay her friend?
Fuck a school and left the country
I'm
with that million.
I'm trying to tell you, she ended up spending $60,000+.
Wait, I'm just curious. Was she black?
Yeah, she was black.
Of course. The white people don't tell on each other. They don't tell on each other.
Right. White folks don't tell on each other. Or Spanish.
They don't. Asian either. They don't tell on each other.
Africans either.
Africans, they don't.
This happened in South Africa.
In South Africa?
This was in South Africa.
Oh, there's a lot of coons out there in South Africa.
Oh, it's a lot of coons in South Africa.
Man, why
can it happen to me?
Do you know how often I'll be like, just make a mistake and put 3 zeros behind it?
Damn, please make a mistake.
Her ass should have came over here on the DACA program.
I'm trying to.
Welcome to America.
I would have got out of Dodge so fast.
She should have
bounced.
School. You did?
Did y'all hear about that knocking on the door shit?
What?
On the 17th? Y'all didn't hear about that?
No, what you talking about?
The immigrants.
Y'all, oh, they're about to go get them, right?
They're going
to
be on the 17th. Yeah, they're going to be knocking on niggas' doors.
Oh, yeah. On the 17th.
Dude, let me see your papers, month. Bree.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Let me see your papers. Seriously. On the 17th,
that's what I heard. I heard that they are going to be going around the country. People who were on that DACA program or whatever, they're going to start rounding up some illegal immigrants. Yep. And they're going to have to hold their own nuts on that one. I ain't marching for shit.
Mm-mm.
That's on them. That's unfortunate.
It's so unfortunate.
That's unfortunate, crazy? But they got to hold their own nuts, though. You got to hold your own nuts.
I think that's really crazy.
That's crazy. But my thing is, too many of them actually voted for Trump.
They did.
And it bit you in the ass. So hold your own nuts on that one, big time. Man, I'm just worried about what they're going to try to do to black folks later on down the line. I'm saving my energy for that.
Because you know it's coming. Okay.
They're going to start in Chicago first. They're going to start there first and then work their way around. So we need to save our energy for that. Let's see who's on the phone, ladies and gentlemen. What's up? Who is calling?
What's going on, man? This is Broder from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
From Myrtle Beach. Is the hurricane out there in Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, it was raining pretty bad yesterday, but I think it moved on. So
okay. I'm glad.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, so I'm somewhat of a nigga nerd, and I'm basically just trying to figure out how I can get, you know, a lot of women under my belt, you know?
Okay, being a nigga nerd and trying to get women under your belt, well, the first thing you got to do, and you're being honest about being a nigga nerd, that's good, use the internet to really help step your game up. Get on some websites like my shit, my old site, learn how to step your game up, learn how to get your mouthpiece crisp, get all my books and all that stuff, and also learn how to get up off the internet too, because that's the problem with a lot of you nigga nerds. Y'all stay on the internet, and y'all don't know how to go out there and socialize in the physical, because that's totally different from being online talking to people. A lot of times y'all nerds get out there, and I'm not knocking nerds, because we need nerds. We need people, and being a nerd doesn't necessarily mean a motherfucker's smart, by the way. Nerd just means people who are generally socially awkward, all right? So we got to be very clear on the term nerd. There's some dumbass fucking nerds out here, but we got some smart nerds too. You got to learn how to interact.
So
you got to interact with people offline, in person, because when you interact with people, it's all about vibes. It's all about energy. And energy is nonverbal. You can be around a person and it's not about what you say. It's about the energy that you have. Certain women, when they get around dudes, they're trying to feel you. They're trying to feel the aura that you have. Women are very intuitive to a dude's aura, his confidence, his mental telepathic intelligence. They can sense how smart a nigga is. And how dumb and thirsty a nigga is. They can sense that shit. Yeah, that's why certain dudes, when they approach, they get rejected. And certain dudes are welcomed when they approach, because women can feel their energy. So you got to get out there in the real world and build up that player energy. You understand that?
Gotcha.
There you go. Get my books, man. Thank you, bro. Oh, yeah. I don't promote my books enough. Y'all need to go to Amazon and get The Art of Mackin, The Mac Within, Get Player Be Played, The Elite Way. Get all my books on Amazon, man. The game is real, real heavy.
But so.
Yes, dear.
I want to get some women under my belt.
Mm-hmm.
So we just not sitting here. You just gonna have this conversation with him like we not sitting here.
Yes,
like,
y'all, because he's trying to get in the game. He's awkward. He's a beginner, so he needs to get some ladies under his belt, meaning some experience with women, so that he can
so
step
annoying.
His game. How is that annoying?
Because why can't he be the one dude that like don't need a million women under his belt? Like,
because he hasn't gone through his player stage.
That's annoying that you have to go through a player stage.
Yeah,
and it's annoying that you have to learn that from somebody. Like,
either you got it or you don't.
No, you can get advice. You can get pointers. Just like there's good basketball players out there, but you need a good coach to say, hey, we need to hone those skills.
Yeah, I get
so
it.
So you don't be the Kobe Bryant just running around the court. No.
For dudes to learn how to be hoes, but women can't.
Lord. Exactly. Look, there's some mothers out here got whole lessons.
Right? Even though I'm not.
Have
you
seen Blac Chyna's mom? All right?
I know, right?
So let's be real. And people love her because they can relate to that. Yeah. Blac Chyna's mom is a mess. And there's a lot of Tokyo Tonys out there in the world. Let's be real.
Yeah, and I'm not campaigning for women to be hoes. Trust me. But it's just like I hate the double standard. I hate it.
There's no double standard. I'm not a hoe hater. Ain't nothing wrong with a hoe. If you focus with your hoeing.
Are you talking about women?
Yeah, women, men. Yeah, men. I'm not a hoe hater.
I'm not a hoe hater. It's a lot of hoe haters in the world.
A lot of hoe haters out here. I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking it.
Yeah, I don't knock nobody what they doing either, but
exactly.
Jesus.
I'm not the moral police at all. Yeah. You dig? Layla, what's going on out here in these streets?
I'm sad. I don't like this. It's my girl, Mary J. She recently just did an interview, right? So in there, you know, they kind of asked her details about it, and she was like, you know what, I got conned. I really thought this man truly loved me, but really somebody else was his queen. It wasn't me. He was only after my money.
Damn.
I feel so bad because she used to up him like every interview, like my can do, my this. He literally had a whole nother life, a whole nother side chick.
Damn.
And now do you know what she pays him in spousal support right now?
How much?
30 stacks a month.
I was about to say 30.
Yeah, I heard he's getting a grip.
That's crazy. Like, that pisses me off. Like, a girl, like, you use her vulnerability and she's thinking like this man is her soulmate. This is this. And he's literally just using you. That is fucking sad.
But men say the same thing happened to them, because we always see cases of men having to pay all this spousal support, and y'all women say, well, yeah, nigga, being a wife, I got a lot of shit to do. I got to cook and clean, and I got y'all justify it, right?
But y'all probably had 10 side hoes, though.
He being a husband is hard. Shit. You got to get up and take the garbage
it's
out.
Hard
you got
to
rake
another
leave.
Family to be a husband, too. That's a whole, like.
I feel bad for, she looked good though, but I feel bad because like that happens a lot in relationships. And it's always like a good woman or a good guy, because it does happen to guys too. I hate when guys say, oh, my girl cheated on me. That pisses me off.
And then they be done. Like,
and they just tainted
for like 25 years to come.
And Mary didn't have a prenup with dude?
No, that was her manager. So like that was her manager. So he had her business.
Oh yeah,
and mentally he
finessed the hell out of her.
God damn.
He finessed the hell out of her.
With that management, baby, I got you. I'm your manager.
Now Mary's getting texts from KC like, hey, big head. Yeah. He's trying to slide his little thin ass back in the mix.
Oh, yeah. That was
Yeah, man.
How you look right now? Because last time I seen him.
That nigga looks like a little wino and still be acting sexy.
He won't give it up.
Taking his shirt off like, no, those days are over.
Casey, I don't want to see the shirt off.
No, you don't.
Man.
Somebody call up and sing to me. Look, somebody hit me up on Instagram because somebody sang to Bree last week. And it was Layla, I'm going to call. Because that KC song, that's what made me think about Layla, I'm going to sing you a song.
Please, somebody call and sing. We got to even out this playing field.
Lord. Have you guys been watching NFL?
No.
Good.
One time.
Good. Y'all see my shirt. Let me show the audience my shirt here. If y'all can see that, I'm with Cap. I ain't watching shit. Not only am I not watching the NFL, I am not even fucking with any of the sponsors on there. That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at who's sponsoring the NFL. Now, what's interesting, who in the fuck is this calling me?
He is working, y'all. Whoever keep calling him.
Talk among yourselves.
This could be interesting. Talk amongst yourself.
Hey, girl, so how was your
Bree
day?
Was acting crazy on Thursday, y'all. She was stopping up. No,
wait a minute, y'all.
Okay, I was twerking.
Yeah, I'm like, the twerking that was going on Thursday on the couch by Layla Lopez. Was she be trying to act like all sweet and dandy? She put her twerk shorts on.
Who had a twerk shorts?
Nobody.
Nobody.
We was talking about something.
We talking amongst ourselves. We had a slumber party over the weekend. No, I'm joking.
No, who the hell? Why is everybody texting me? My begging ass daughter's texting me.
Good job.
Good job, girl. Gorgeous daughter, too. Good job. Have you ever seen her?
No. I miss the whole family. I want to meet everybody.
She is begging for some paper.
Good job, girl. Good job. Good job. Run that, girl.
She's like the Hillary Banks of the Valley. My God. But Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
So I don't know if you guys have heard, because it happened in Chicago and it's very sad.
Yeah.
But the 19-year-old Miss Kanika Jenkins was found dead inside of a walk-in freezer at Chicago Rosemont Hotel.
Yes.
And there is so much speculation around this story just because of how shady her friends appear online. They did. They were on like Facebook Live. And her, like, bestest friend of all time had these shades on, and, like, they were mirror tinted. So a lot of the stuff that was going on in the background, you could see in the shades. So a lot of people have been trying to piece this story together. And it's gotten to the point where it's, like, outrageous. People are pulling stories from all over here, over there, trying to piece this thing together. They found a video of a girl getting ready to like slice her wrist, and she was crying in the camera getting ready to slice her wrist, and the police walked in at the like
very
moment.
Oh, I seen that.
They tried to say she was one of her friends, and they don't even know, they're not even in the same
I seen that vicinity. I was wondering what the hell is that. I seen
yeah,
it
that's not
it's
even
not
the same
connected?
Not at all.
Right.
So it's so much speculation around this story. It's very sad though. She told her mom she was going bowling into the movies, into the show, and ended up at a hotel party, which a lot of kids do. A lot of kids in Chicago, like, we all used to do that. Say we going somewhere and end up somewhere else. Yeah. And then, of course, guys were there. And the story, it's twisted and tangled in a million different directions. And I just really hope they find
like the fact that they're trying to blame it on her. Did you see the part where they were like, she was drunk and she was went in the freezer herself or something?
Yeah, that's
they were
her
saying
friends.
Dumb shit.
Her friends
but
put
she was
that
raped,
out.
Though. So she raped herself?
Exactly. And I can barely open a damn freezer door sober. You know what I'm saying? Like an industrial hotel freezer door.
Yeah, that's the whole story is weird as hell, man. And the police ain't really doing anything about it.
It could have been her friends, though. I seen a movie like that where their friends had to do like some type of what movie? It had Justin Timberlake in it. Remember that damn movie?
Which one, baby?
It was like an old one. Remember that movie with Justin Timberlake? It was kind of old. And they had to kill their friend. They had to befriend him. Like, they were their friend. Hey, come to this campsite. Damn, somebody tell me what that movie is. And then they tried to kill his ass and bury him. Yes. But they were his friends.
Oh, yeah. I do know what you're talking about. That's an old movie.
Yes, old, though. But yeah, it was some shit like they pretend like they're your friends and then they kill you. Like, for whatever reason.
No, but so this girl, they were like super best friends. They all over the internet together. They always together.
She's hating. Something
wrong. Yeah, but
something is going on with that, and the fact that she was in a freezer and the police are real hush hush about what happened. Some people are trying to suggest there might be some organ harvesting. They got a body and say, well, fuck it, let's put it in this freezer, because Chicago, they do shit like that out there.
Yeah,
where they harvest motherfuckers organs, especially young black folks. Those are valuable damn organs. So there's a whole clusterfuck of stuff going on.
And one of the little girls worked at that hotel. So they was like, she got access to certain things, or maybe like an employee set up. It's just so many stories.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's been on a lot of news stations. And usually in Chicago, when like something is that big and it's on the news that much, they end up figuring it out because so many people come with their input.
Yeah.
And them girls can only, if they did it, if those little bitches did that, it's gonna come out.
Yeah.
Cause they breaking.
Yeah, yep. But what's interesting, it might be a bigger play there. You dig? Because for the police to not be up on this like they should be, because usually there's a black crime, they get it and they politicize and this all over the place. They milk that shit. But the police are mysteriously hush hush about it. People are breaking the codes of the story online.
Online, yeah.
People on Twitter.
Her mom is doing the most complaining about the police. She was like, they wouldn't even let me do this. They wouldn't let me see her. They was with her for a couple hours before they wouldn't even let the mom up to the room. Up to the floor that she was on.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of skepticism around this story, and it's horrible.
It's crazy.
Really,
I want to see how this unravels.
They're gonna make a movie out of this.
Yeah.
How much you want to bet?
Man.
And a lot of different.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories about this.
Yeah.
Thing. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't put nothing past white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
That somehow one of them are involved. and they have a little thing where they kill people.
Yeah.
Freeze them up, and they just charge it off to a gang killing or whatever.
Yeah.
And nobody thinks about it, and they just get them damn organs. Just the fact that she was in a damn freezer, and the police are talking about she walked in there.
Yeah. It's, and why, like, what's up with the surveillance cameras? Like, yeah, it's usually where's cameras
that? Yeah. Where's
all
that?
Over hotels.
Exactly.
Like, that's
us. That has to tell the story, and they haven't really said too much about that, so.
Yeah, man. So, you know, my condolences to
that's
the family.
That's family. No. That's so you sad. Dig?
Man, Layla, what else is happening out here? Wait, let me get a call before.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So we can get your half-ass story together, because you be telling the half-ass truth about shit.
Shut up. I got one little thing wrong. Y'all went in on me on Instagram.
That
fuck
LeBron,
y'all.
That LeBron thing.
Let's fix that. Tell them where they met.
Okay, so they met in high school, guys. Okay, leave me the fuck alone.
High school sweethearts. We got it together, y'all.
There you go. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, what's going on? It's T-Corn. What's going on?
What's up, nigga? Sound like you are in a damn bubble bath. Relaxed as hell, nigga.
Hey, yo, listen. I know my babies, they was trying to figure out where I was at. But guess what I was doing, Tariq?
What were you doing, nigga?
I went to Lowe's, and I got a couple 2x4s, and I'm building them a playhouse in the back, my backyard.
Okay.
That's what's up. I'm building them a playhouse. His boys. Oh, your boys.
I'm building the playhouse for Layla with that big beret on her forehead.
he's building y'all a playhouse. He's building this y'all. This nigga, he went to Lowe's and he got some equipment to build y'all a playhouse.
Oh, that'll be fun.
He's gonna store y'all in his backyard.
I already went to State Farm, and I'm putting Brian and Layla on my insurance. Well,
just don't try to kill him, please.
And I want to say to Rick, you took my babies out, and I better be the last goddamn time you take them out too, goddamn it.
Nigga, you are a day laborer.
You a day laborer, nigga, at Lowe's. Damn. All right, man. Thank you for the call, motherfucker.
He's somebody with his old European.
I know that his accent.
Labra.
Now, what else is happening now?
Okay, you know what I want to. You know, every day I like this girl more and more and more. I'm trying to finally make sure if I got the story. Hold on. Cardi B. Cardi B. I've been calling her Cardi the whole damn time.
Layla.
Cause she be like, y'all, my name is Cardi. I love her. No, she's dope. No, she's super dope. But what I really like about her is her response to, okay, y'all know the comedian Samoa, right? Y'all know Samoa.
Samoa. God damn, Layla. Layla be just getting this shit all over. Who's Samoa? Like the country? Like the rock? Samoa?
The cookie from Girl Scouts. Samoa.
Samoa.
I'm hungry, shit.
Samoa is funny as fucking hell.
She is.
She's one
funny.
Of the funniest females.
But let me tell you, she tried to come for my boo, Cardi B. Okay.
Oh, what did Samoa say?
So she was like, just because you busy don't mean you're winning. You better read your paperwork, boo. She came for her on social media, right? So this is what Cardi B had to respond. She said, coming from nothing isn't winning. Doing everything and taking care of my family isn't winning. Reaching to the top of the Billboard charts isn't winning. If this ain't winning, sis, you tell me what is. I know you must be so overbooked and busy since you're finding the time to give me advice. I would always say, but I'll talk to Christ and my mother every day, and I don't need your advice.
Oh, Lord.
Get her
That's
ass
dope.
Lord,
check Lord. That.
Yeah, we don't need to
check
be
me, boo.
Y'all let Cardi
Why
Cardi
did I be black
live?
On black?
Gosh. You know, people be hate because Cardi's, she's kind of ratchet, and you know.
But
and
she was minding her business, Samoa.
Kind of let Cardi live. What's up?
Regent paper.
Yes, who's calling?
Hello.
Yo, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's happening, man? Where you calling out here in Los Angeles, homie?
There you go, man. What part of LA you in, brother?
South Central.
There you go. What's on your mind, brother?
Yeah, man. Man, I ain't gonna take up too much of your time, man, but I fuck with you on Twitter and shit, man. I see you be getting on them cones and everything, homie.
Heavy.
Hey, dog.
Heavy.
It's this fool. I don't know if you heard of him. His name is E.T. Williams, bruh. The doctor of common sense. I call him the doctor of coon sense. He be on YouTube. Sucking and jiving all day, homie. I just wanted to call, man. If you can, hey, on this fool, man, get him the Coons Fan Award. Get him on the little list. That you got, look that nigga up when you came, man. He be making me sick. He's some conservative ass nigga. He be riding Trump's dick, man. He just, he outrageous, homie.
Yeah, all of those buck dancers are the same. So there's buck a dance. Yeah, I don't give these any of them too much special attention. You dig? Lord, hey, I don't give
hey,
too much.
Hey, what's up to the ladies too? My bad. I'm gonna say what's up to y'all.
Thank okay. you. Hey.
What neighborhood you from in South Central? What neighborhood you from, brother?
Oh, man, I'm from 6-0, man.
Oh,
you know how to Seawalk? You know how to Seawalk?
Shout out to the 6-0s. Shout out to Bushwick from the 6-0s. I know all y'all OGs out there, man. Where you off Crenshaw?
Oh, and what,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
We had a little moment there.
I know. All right, let me stop. It's my nigga.
Tariq got real gangster real quick.
I know.
Yeah. Woo, hey, woo. Man. Hey,
my
man,
nigga.
Yeah, man. I had a hard time getting up on here, too.
Oh, yeah. The phone lines are lit.
Like
yeah, the phone lines are lit, man. But, hey, man, thank you for the call, brother. Be good, bro. My man. All right.
Tariq gonna start crib walking. Nah. I wanted to see it. Like,
Lord, you know what's funny, man? Down in like South Central, there's a lot of black folks are not there like they used to be. You know?
Yeah, they're trying to clean it up. Know. They call it something else.
Yeah,
now.
They call it
South LA.
Yeah.
They don't even call it South Central anymore. They call it South LA.
Yeah. I went to the jungle the other day. Over in the jungle.
Now,
for people in LA know where the jungle is. Yes. It's a blood neighborhood, big time blood neighborhood. I didn't know white people live in the jungle now.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I did not know that. I met with a guy who does audio editing, and I had somebody do some audio editing for the film. And I was going to drop off the footage to this guy, and it was after hours, so he was like, hey, you could just bring it to my place. And I'm like, where you live? And he said, I live east of Culver City. So, oh. You know, he kind of cleaned it up
trying,
a little.
Trying
yeah,
to
he
lighten
tried,
it
yeah,
up.
He tried to lighten it up. I'm like, okay, all right, cool.
Do he even know it was?
He know the fuck he lives. He knows. So I'm driving, and I'm like, you know, just text me the directions, and while I'm driving, I'm like, wait a minute, La Brea Rodeo? What the fuck?
Rodeo
goes to rodeo. I'm like, okay.
That's a fool.
And I'm over there like, okay, I'm over by the Crenshaw Mall. I'm like, okay, this must be a brother. I'm thinking it's a brother. So I'm like, this motherfucker stay right in the damn jungle. So I park, and I'm like, hey, I'm outside. A white dude come out, hey, bro. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here?
That shit caught you off guard.
That caught me all the way off guard.
That's hilarious.
And I didn't want to say, what are you doing in the damn jungle?
I'm like, but you might as well.
I'm like, how long you been living here? It's about 3 years now. I'm like, okay, shit. When did this happen?
I mean, we're getting. I might have to go look at places in the jungle.
Yeah, LA is getting gentrified. The TV show Insecure. Yeah. Was talking about the gentrification in Englewood and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we moving to Lancaster. Oh, is they so hood out there?
You moving to Lancaster?
No, a lot of us.
Oh, about to say. Yeah. It's
we're
real
moving to
hood
Lancaster, out,
out
of LA, and I'm not moving to Lancaster. I'm just saying in general.
What's up? Who's calling?
This is Shauna from Rochester.
Hey, what's your name, dear?
Shauna.
Hey, Shauna, how are you, love?
I'm well. How are you today?
I am good up there in Rochester. How are you doing? What's happening? What's on your mind?
I was wondering, Tariq, what do you feel about women approaching men? Because men, a lot of black men are running me over to get to Becky.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Women should step to dudes if you feel them. Step to them. You got to let them know because a lot of dudes, they are intimidated by a lot of sisters. A lot of dudes are intimidated. A lot of dudes feed into the stereotypes. Like with Bree. Like, of course, I posted pictures of Bree and us at the club, and people like, Bree look like she a bitch.
Why would they say that?
They always think that. They always say that.
Oh, see.
Because when Bree takes pictures, Bree does have a resting bitch face. But Bree is not a bitch at all.
Uh-oh.
Bree, right. She's not.
Exactly.
But she looks intimidated.
Well,
she has
a
look
like a queen. So.
Yeah, because if you ain't no coonin' chick, you know, she ain't all skinning, bucking her eyes. She just, niggas don't know how to act. So.
Right. Yeah.
So sometimes you got to let, you know, kind of step to dudes and be kind of cordial and just kind of strike up a casual conversation. You know, it's not going to make you look thirsty. So sometimes you just got to be very. No, you got to be very casual with it.
Okay.
You got to be very casual.
You can't be like, what's your number?
What's too strong?
What you do.
It's putting up. I'm sorry.
All you got to do is just be casual. Tariq,
what is it?
Too strong.
What if you put a phone number in somebody's pocket?
No. They gonna think you out there tricking.
Wait, you can't. That's too far.
Yeah. They like, this bitch trying to get some money out of that.
Actually, he thought I was reaching for something else, but I was trying to put my phone number in his pocket.
Yeah, they gonna think you're a pickpocket or something. You digging in your pocket. Like, this bitch is a thief. So, no, just have a casual conversation with a dude. Just a real casual conversation, and you'll be good. That should go a million miles. But thanks for the call, dear. Yes, indeed. Bree, you never approached it. Have you approached a dude before and just introduced yourself or what?
Yeah, I have, actually. I have. And they're always like, oh, my God, I was not expecting you to be this cool. And I'm like, why? Yeah. Like, what did I do? I'm just existing. And they're like, well, I wasn't really. And then it, like, turned into them falling in love, like, immediately. Because they automatically assume I'm a bitch. And then when I talk to them and I'm hella cool and I'm like, we're down to earth. We could go kick it. We could do this. And they like, oh, my God, I think I love you. And then it turned into something else.
Oh, damn.
Very fast. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Now, Layla, have you approached dudes?
I only did it one time, and it was actually, let me see, you know what? It was maybe like last year or something. Damn. But it was at a grocery store.
Ah.
And it was actually a joke. For me, it was a joke.
How was it a joke?
Okay, so I couldn't reach something.
Oh, okay. You did the damsel in distress.
Yeah, no, and I was just minding.
I love that.
I was minding my own business. I'm like 5'2". I'm super short. This dude is like 6'5". And he's like, oh, want me to get that for you? And I just heard his voice from behind me.
Yeah.
So I looked back, and I was like, damn, this is fine. It was fine? I was like, oh. I was like shocked, because he was fine, right? Yeah. And he was 6'5". And then he got it for me. He's like, you need anything else? And I was like, your number. Uh-oh. And he was like, don't play with me, girl.
his ass start bucking. Yeah. Lord, this my leg and day, Lord. I was going to get some pussy tonight.
But it was funny because he left it open. He knew anything else. And I was like, I was doing it as a joke saying your number. But he was serious. So we exchanged numbers. But come to find, he was super fine. He was super young, though. I didn't know he was that young. Come to find his food, 21.
Oh, like, damn.
That's why he was like, for real?
Yeah.
And then did you hook up with him?
I did not, because he was too young for me. I really couldn't do it. Now, I still, like, we're cool, we're friends, but I would not touch that boy.
Oh, damn.
I would not touch him. No way. No way.
Early 20s is way
that's
too young.
Crazy. Like, he the homie. That's it.
That nigger ate your groceries.
Oh, he did not.
Isabel said he ate them groceries.
Young guys are good for eating groceries. No. I mean, I wouldn't know.
That nigga didn't eat them groceries.
No, because y'all don't understand. I have a brother that's, like, that age, like my brother's like 23 or whatever. Around, like, I can't.
Your brother's 23.
The one who came to the house.
Yeah, he's young.
Damn.
So when I think of young dudes, I'm like, yeah, that's my brother's age.
Right. Yeah.
Man.
You trying to hit that, Bree?
Bree campaigning.
No, I just didn't know. He seems way more mature than 23.
No, he's 23. Yeah.
Which one is this? The dark one?
The tall dark one?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's single. Go
who? On. Well, somebody was there with a dick.
Oh no, that was my middle brother.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The one. That was his girl?
Yeah, that's the one with the film locations I was telling you.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Brother from Georgia.
What's your name, brother?
Jack.
Sky.
This is Jack.
Jack.
Okay, I don't know, because this motherfucker might be country. I don't know if he's saying guy. I don't know. Jack. Your name is Jack?
What's up, Flex? How you doing?
How you doing, brother? You're in what? Where are you?
I'm in Georgia. This is Jack.
Okay, Jack from Georgia. What's on your mind, Jack from Georgia?
Man, I'm trying to make some sense out of this, man. I'm trying to get a divorce from this honey, and she won't give me one, man.
You trying to get a divorce?
She's got the house, she's got the car, and she thinks she's hell-bent on getting an alimony, man. She ain't trying to give that up, man. She's able-bodied and she's working.
I thought, Georgia, you can file for divorce without the other party signing.
So the person has to sign off on it down there?
Yes, she does.
God damn. How long were y'all married?
Almost 12 years.
God damn, that's kind of a long time. Shit. So she's not trying to sign the divorce papers?
No, man. I mean, she's held me on getting alimony, but she's not going to get it.
Okay, so so you haven't signed either. I mean, y'all haven't negotiated? What's the deal?
Well, I went back for about a couple of weeks to try to make it work. And it just didn't. I just didn't. Don't feel right, man. It's just not going to work.
Right, right, right. Damn. Now, she's trying to get alimony, and what about the house and all that old stuff?
She got that. I gave all that.
Oh, okay. So you gave her everything, and she's just trying to get more.
Man, I gave her $5,000 cash dollars, man. That wasn't enough.
You gave her a tax refund, nigga. What? How much money are we talking in alimony? How much is she trying to get?
Man, she's talking about giving us $300-$400 a month.
$300 a month? Okay, you'll be all right. This nigga
rough.
Sound like P. Diddy or some shit. He about to pay $40,000 and shit. I get it, but if you don't have it, I get it, though. I how many kids y'all got?
Oh, good. I'm good. I got it. I'm good, man.
How many kids y'all got?
Good. A daughter.
Y'all got one daughter?
One daughter.
Okay. I'm trying to see, man. What you need to do is probably get a lawyer, man. Get you a lawyer. Get you a cool, get a cool lawyer to kind of give you some advice on what to do legally. I don't know the legalities out there in Georgia. I don't know the property laws. I don't know how much equity the spouse is supposed to get. I know out here you get raped out here in California. It's a rape state. You get divorced out here, your ass is wide open and sore. But out there, it might be a little bit different. So talk to a lawyer, to, you know, and the little $300 or $400 you're going to pay, the lawyer's going to hit you up for that. So
right.
So I'm like,
of course you, man.
You dig?
But anyway, I want to speak to the beautiful ladies anyway. Y'all looking good. So good.
Yo, yes, nigga, you thank just you. Got out of a damn divorce. Stop campaigning, nigga.
Hey, thank you.
Because they'll really get your ass for alimony. Don't let one of them fuck around and get your ass.
Max, what's the weather out there? I'm coming out there this weekend. What's the weather in L.A.?
Yeah, the weather's good. The weather's real good. It's real nice out here, man. Get your $300-$400. Get on a damn Greyhound bus and take that 7-day trip on out of here, brother. All right, man. Thanks for the call. This nigga's calling about $300 a month. Fuck all that, Lord. Right, about,
but if she's not signing, it ain't really nothing you can do about it.
I know, but just think it's because it's
over the alimony.
It's a couple of hundred. I know it ain't that much down there. My God.
I know. It's so cheap to live.
It is.
It's like five-bedroom house, $1,300. Something crazy.
Exactly. Layla, what's on the
What's
news?
Going on? Okay. I want to talk about Janet Jackson. Did you guys, we should pull up this footage so everybody can see it. But she was on stage over the weekend. You know, she launched her tour over the weekend.
Yes. She was getting it in on some of the footage I saw.
And she had a moment where her, you know, emotions got high. And she's 51, first of all.
She looks good than a motherfucker. Yeah.
And the tour is called State of the World Tour. And she came to tears about this one song, and it was her 1997 album, Velvet Rope, and it deals with, like, domestic violence. And at the end of it, she started crying, and she was like, this is about me.
Damn, so was the Muslim dude whooping her ass?
This is a 1997 song from Velvet Rope.
So was Renee Elizondo, he was
in 97?
Yeah, she was with him.
That's who she with.
She was with
she
Renee.
She was with Renee.
Yeah, she was with
he's
Renee.
Italian, huh?
No, he's Hispanic.
Spanish. I think he's Mexican.
Yeah, I think he's Mexican. Damn. Janet was getting your ass whooped by a damn Mexican.
Janet had a few of them moments. Like, man. I don't think it was the first time she was getting
her ass whooped. Why would somebody want to hurt her?
Wow.
Because they know who to try that shit with. That's
damn.
All.
That's messed up.
I don't know if you want to pull it. Let me pull. You want to see it, Tariq?
But I don't want to. Let me see. Because people see. Be having fake videos. Right. It's like
no,
Janet
it's a
Jackson.
It's
be
a
like,
real
no,
video.
No, it's a real video. But people be like, it'll be like, watch Janet Jackson break down on stage. And it's, then you click it. It's some stupid motherfucker. Hi, my name is Jimmy. Did y'all know Janet Jackson had cried on stage?
You ain't
like,
never
oh, you,
lied.
I hate big clicking videos.
Hey, my name is
Jimmy.
Go on the Jasmine brand. Go on there. That's where it is. It's actually a real blog site.
You click it. What up, everybody? I want to talk about Janet. Some stupid asshole. Some dumbass clown
that.
Nigga.
Oh, that's
hilarious. I hate that.
Let me see if I can find it.
It was really sad, though.
Yeah, yeah.
She had to go through that, you know?
I'm sorry, you know. Janet. Yeah, I don't wish that on no woman.
You deserve that, girl.
No, if you are getting hit, get out. Yeah. I do not play a grown man putting their hands on women.
That is not the business.
The only time anybody ever did anything to me, he wasn't my man. It was when I told you about that man in the convenience store that slapped me. Yeah. When I was 19, this man fucked this Indian convenience store man when I was 19 years old, fucking slapped me to the ground.
God damn.
And the police came and arrested his ass. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
he needed his ass stomped.
Yeah,
the
because
fuck out.
I was asking him for change or something. And I guess in their country or whatever, maybe they could just do that to women or whatever. They have no respect.
Yeah.
And I guess I got an attitude with him. And he slapped my ass.
That's one. That's right there. Come on. Okay, this is Janet Jackson. So she's in a dance routine. Okay, all right, good.
You know I came to snatch a couple.
Okay, there you go.
I wish I was there for that. Like, that was her opening show. She, like, showed you her emotions. Yeah. That was, like, an epic moment.
Is the tour coming out here?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, my mom's October. Going. My mom got them tickets in January.
Damn, your mom in was January. Not fucking around.
She got and her I tickets love in January, Janet. And I ain't going. Done. Cause yeah. she heard her friend going. They got tickets. Damn. I was pissed.
Where's gonna be the forum?
She's going to Santa Barbara, I think. She's doing two places out here. One in LA and like one in Santa Barbara. So they're going to the Santa Barbara one, I think.
God damn.
She heard her friend going.
Who the hell is this? Hello, who's this?
Flex, what's going on? It's RJ from the Bay.
RJ from the Bay, what's on your mind, brother?
What's going on, family? What's going on, ladies?
Hey, RJ. Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Hey. Flex, I know you're talking about relationships, you and the ladies, and I was hoping you and the ladies could break down, what do we do since we're like the season of this beta male? You know what I'm saying? I feel sorry for ladies because a lot of times you don't have a lot of alpha personalities.
Ooh,
you better say amen.
Yeah, so what do the ladies do when there's a lot of moist, bitch-made beta men out here? Like, what's the approach? What do they do?
Stay in house.
What do we do with the community?
That's why we got to start cultivating the alpha males. That's why we got to start having dudes check bitch nigga shit. That's the problem.
Right.
Too much moist bitch nigga shit is being nurtured. A lot of women out here are fucking with these moist bitch made niggas. When the niggas show up with the tongue ring and his stomach out and the booty shorts, women be like, oh, that shit is cute. You dig? So we got to check women who's co-signing that fuckboy shit. So we got to have women who are down to step that shit up and get alpha males in the home, because the thing is, we are completely dependent on white mommy and white daddy. So white mommy and white daddy takes care of all the serious stuff, and then we think it's playtime, it's bullshit time when it comes to dating and relationships. And I won't just put that on the moist niggas. A lot of dudes out here like the hood rats too. They like these irresponsible, janky ass hood rats that don't bring shit to the table, but Instagram thought photos and hot flat tummy tea and shit. You did? And no personality whatsoever. And niggas like that bullshit because you grew up with these hood rat ass broads as your mom, so you don't know how to deal with a woman who can bring some shit to the table, a real rider, a real soldier. So we got to start cultivating responsibility with men and women and start building shit and start owning shit and controlling things. We got to think in those terms, and we got to start thinking in terms of being soldiers and alpha males out here, because look at all the natural disasters. And I made a point about this on my last show. You notice you only see a lot of black people out here waddling around in water. You dig? All these people, these other communities, they know how to circle their wagons and kind of look out for people within their communities. You mostly see in these hurricane hit areas, the majority of the people are black people waddling around looking for the damn white people. You dig? So we don't have any responsibility when it comes to taking care of our own shit. And that's where the manhood thing comes in. We got to have people owning shit and controlling shit. And once dudes, and I put that on the dudes first, because dudes are supposed to be the leaders. Now, we can beat up on the women and all that shit verbally, but I still put it on the dudes, because if the dudes get their shit together, you get your shit in order, the women will start getting there. The women will follow. The women will fall in line big time, because you'll give them an opportunity. You'll give them a platform to have their shit right, instead of them having to go to the janky white dude You dig?
Right, right.
And for example,
maybe y'all can do a ISM Academy flex, or like, you know what I'm saying, like a ISM Academy breakdown for the alpha men, because it, you know, there's a lot of dudes I know that are just sensitive. They just beta men, and I'd be like, yo, I don't understand how you got a black woman, and when you don't have one, it's just because they just beta.
Yeah, because
y'all can do the ISM Academy, the Mac Lessons Academy, or something.
Absolutely, we're going to touch on that. But thanks for the call, brother. But yeah,
I'm so glad he said something, because that is exactly what's going on. There is an era of beta men.
Yep.
That are scared to be alphas.
Yep.
How so many men intimidated by black women? Like, that don't make sense to me.
Because these dudes are used to growing up in single mother households.
Well, okay, yeah. And when you put it that way.
So that's all they've seen was mama and grandmother running shit. So when they get into relationships, they bring that same beta male mentality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're my mom. You dig? You're just the surrogate mother to a lot of these niggas. And if you date these niggas, you'll see, well, this nigga's almost like a kid to me.
Yeah, it's like, I like a man, like a real man. Like, I want to feel like I'm protected. I don't feel fucking protected.
Yes. Like, and that's, I know, Sagittarius for real. That's exactly how we feel. Like, we are not the real man. We don't want to knock our men down. You know, we want a man to be a man.
Yeah.
But if I have to be more man than you,
it's terrible.
This is not going to work.
That's what's happening, though. He hit it right on the head.
He sure
happening. It's like, I'd rather be in the house by myself before I'd go with a beta.
Yeah. This shit is crazy. That's why I'm trying to step these niggas up.
Yeah. Especially like with all these independent women now. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't like that shit. They don't like that independent shit.
They can't stand it.
Exactly.
They talk that shit at the club and go home and be praying like a motherfucker. Jesus, bring me a man, Lord Jesus. Help me with these bills, these kids, Lord.
Yeah, that shit is.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Jamar from Pittsburgh. What's up, Tariq? What's up, Layla? What's up,
Hello.
Hi. I'm doing okay. Tariq, I need to ask you a question. How do I build self-discipline? I mean, I'm 32. I've been reclusive most of my life, but I'm trying to think, and one of the residual effects of being reclusive is being too lackadaisical and this chronic procrastination. So how would you go about building self-discipline?
Yeah, good question. So my man, he procrastinates a lot, and that's a subset of being non-disciplined. So what you want to do to build your discipline up, you should start with your diet. I would say the first way to test your discipline, you should go on a fast for like 3 days. Because if you can discipline something as natural as eating, everything else is going to fall into place. So that's number one. Once you get that going, then you can start setting up time and setting up miniature goals and knocking those out. That's going to build up your discipline and your confidence. So what you do every morning, you say, I'm going to do these 5 things today. At 1 o'clock, I'm going to the post office. At 2 o'clock, I'm going to go pay a bill. At 3 o'clock, I'm going to go build a birdhouse. At 4 o'clock, I'm going to go mow my lawn. So you do that and you stick to the script. That's going to create discipline and confidence, because now you're going to be able to trust yourself. Discipline and confidence is all about self-trust. You dig? That's why you notice when you see people who work out a lot, there's a lot of confidence in them, because it takes discipline, and you trust yourself to have that type of discipline. So there's a confidence that you see. You never really see people who work out with like a low confidence level to a certain degree. You know what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
One other thing.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry. One other thing. I also used to be very, like, for example, when I was very reclusive, I kind of was like mumble mouth. I couldn't carry a conversation worth anything. But for some reason, around the age of 31, I've been able to, like, you know, basically carry a conversation, float from different crowd to crowd. Like, for example, I would normally walk the city, sparking up random conversations with random people as if I know them. Like, first I'll find out their name, listen to their story, and then I'll kick it off from there. Like, a lot of people know me around Pittsburgh. Like, you know, I mean, that's how I deal now.
And that's good.
And I also deal, but I'm trying to figure out, how do I improve my mouth? I mean, is that a good practice to improve my mouthpiece? Talking to random people and sparking up conversation?
Absolutely. I talk about that in my book, The Elite Way. That's how you practice. You practice interacting with people by striking up conversations with random people. You ain't trying to spit game or nothing. You're just learning how to interact with people with confidence so that the awkwardness is out the way. So when you do go out here campaigning, you can do it with ease. You're used to talking to people. Because when you get reclusive and you're in the house all the time and you're on the internet all the time, your mouthpiece gets a little rusty when you're out there physically with people.
Very rusty. Very rusty.
So, yeah, that's a good way to test
your game. Because I remember when I was actually to the south side, I was like down east across the street, I started talking to a random female, and I mean, I was basically finding out stuff about her because, you know, we catch the same bus to the south side, east across the street, and when I was talking to her, you know, going down the street because she was going to some sort of a club, I remember specifically when you said the art of running to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I remember that specifically, and I didn't try to dominate the conversation about my life and what I was doing and that and the third. I basically just sat back, listened to her story, listened to what she was saying. You know, she basically kicked off everything she was doing, I think, from, you know, from what she likes to do for fun, you know, even favorite food, that type of stuff. It was actually a well conversation.
Okay.
I'm able to kiss that conversation as far as anybody, because I love to stop, you know, trying to dominate every single conversation with my life story.
There you go, my man. Well, good looking out, man. Thanks for the call, brother. Yes, indeed. All right, it's almost time to get up out of here. Boy, the time flies, don't it? What you on the damn internet doing, Layla? Layla just be over here
just scrolling,
ordering pizzas and shit. I want a pepperoni with some bell peppers and pineapples. Lord, what y'all doing this weekend? What are you doing this weekend, Layla?
Winging it.
And what are you doing, Bree?
Absolutely nothing.
Nah.
Working out, finally.
What the hell is that? What the fuck was that?
One of y'all stuff. That's your. That's his Siri.
Oh, was that my Siri? What the hell is she talking about? I be always getting on y'all as me. What the fuck is she talking about?
You were so ready.
I'm like, what the hell?
Blaming on us.
Lord.
What are you doing this week? Yeah. What are you doing?
What the fuck am I doing? I ain't just finishing on this movie, getting all that together. 1804movie.com, getting all that stuff together.
And I need to get my dress ready.
We got to go dress shopping, and you need to get our reality show popping.
Yes.
Tariq, I got an idea. I don't know if you want me to say
that every
air.
Time. First
I got
of
another
all,
idea. I got another idea.
Layla never gave us our prize for winning that damn questionnaire you had that drunk. You thought I forgot?
I'll think of something.
But I want my damn prize.
Yes. I got to get that reality. We'll talk about that off air.
Okay,
I
want to
give the goods. So what?
Yeah, I got another idea. Every day I come over,
I know. I know. Got an idea. Okay, we're going to do a workout video with some goats and be on a farm and we lift hay. I'm like, okay.
Shut up, Tori.
Layla, what is your Instagram, dear?
It's Miss Layla Lopez. So that's MSLAILALOPEZ.
Yes. And Bree, what is your Instagram?
I am at Chloe Beher, CHLOEBHER. Come check me out.
Yes, indeed. LaPria, do you have an Instagram?
Yep.
Let me get my assistant. Come say hi to everybody.
Girl, we just talking about shit. Well, everything her personal.
I know. That's LaPria. Look, can we see? There you go. That's LaPria. What's your Instagram, LaPria? On the mic.
My Instagram is Mixed Tips.
Why?
She a bartender. But
okay. Mixed Tips.
Like, so it's M-I-X-E-D underscore tips.
I'm like, Mixed Tip. Well, what you doing? What the hell? You moonlighting that? So like a porn actress. What you
I
doing?
Swear it got quiet as hell.
Mixed tips. Like, what the hell?
I didn't know it was
free. All right. Y'all find me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Y'all follow me Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, 1804movie.com. Go there now. Get your advance tickets for the movie. And I'm going to holler at you guys.